This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado could soon join other states in lifting the statewide mask requirements, and that possible move is drawing strong opinions on both sides. The governor's office says Governor Polis intends to sign a new 30-day mask order that will take into account current conditions statewide and locally. Some counties say with more people getting vaccinated, they're ready to drop the mandate. In Denver, Public Health Director Bob McDonald says getting the message out at the local or regional level will be more challenging without the state order.
It makes it harder for all local public health departments when you have to enforce something at the local level.
The state's current mask order expires Saturday. The state is offering staff at prisons $500 to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Nine News reports that the money is subject to taxes and withholding and comes from the Department of Corrections budget. Employees have until mid-May to get vaccinated to earn the bonus. Colorado's Corrections Department has more than 6,000 workers, and about 40% are already fully vaccinated. People made fewer bets on sports in February than they did in the previous month. Despite the 18% drop, it was still the third highest month since sports betting began in the state last May. The state brought in more than $332,000 in tax revenue in February. Professional basketball had the highest wagers at $95 million, followed by college basketball and the NFL. It's opening day for Major League Baseball. The Colorado Rockies start their season at home against the LA Dodgers. Game time is just after 2 p.m. This is CPR News.